to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. In today's show, we're going to listen in on a conversation around ticks with Shauna McKinnon and Jason Tetro.
Joining me from Edmonton right now is microbiologist Jason Tetro. And Jason, just to let everybody know, you and I have known each other for a couple of years now. We have a few people in common, but and we're not close friends, but we're more Twitter friends than anything else. So just to be upfront about that, we do know each other.
Yes, we do. And we have this undeniable love for otters.
Yes. And, well, actually, almost all living creatures, and by almost all, now, I want to talk today about ticks, because we're into camping season now. People away for the May long weekend, they're going to be doing more camping as the summer progresses and things open up within the province, but within the country as well. And we have a lot of people in Fort McMurray who love camping. One thing they don't love about camping, though, is ticks. So, first of all, let's define exactly what a tick is, because there's some confusion. Is it an insect? Is it an arachnid? Is it something from outer space? What is it?
Well, it is an insect, and it does have the six legs, and it has a very definable shape. Essentially, you know, it looks like a ball with a head and then these legs that come out. The thing is that they vary in size. So some of them may be no bigger than a poppy seed, whereas others, especially when they've sort of had a meal and they become engorged, look like about a dime or even a nickel. Now, granted, that's still very small. So these, you know, little things wander around in what they like is grassy and wooded areas for the most part. And it has to be humid. It has to be over 80% humidity for them to really survive. And it also has to be cool. You know, it has to be above 7 degrees Celsius, but it also shouldn't be, you know, overly hot, or else they, you know, desiccate, dry out. They just simply can't survive. So there is a specific type of climate. There's a specific type of environment where these insects like to hang out. But by the same respect, we're seeing that in Canada, more and more of our landscape is actually turning into territory that they actually like being in.
Oh, wow. So not only are we making things more habitable for them, does climate change have anything to do with this, too?
Yeah, it's really cool when you start looking at the way that ticks are distributed. And, of course, the big one that everybody talks about is what we call the deer tick or the black-legged tick.
Right.
This one is the one that carries a bacterium called Borrelia burgdorferi, and it can cause Lyme disease. So it's a very important one. And what we've seen is that over the last 50 years, you know, the actual line, the northern line, you know how we have the tree line, but we have the tick line. Well, the tick line has been going further and further north. Now, granted, it's nowhere near Fort McMurray, but even by the year 2080, you'll still be up there going, we're still too north. Hey. But what's really interesting is that we are seeing ticks, not necessarily this one, but other ones, in as far north as Lac La Biche, because it has that wetness, it has that humidity that ticks really like. Another thing that we've learned about, whether it be this particular tick, the wood tick, the deer tick, or a number of other types, they like to hitch rides on different types of animals. And when we talk about sort of the southern climes, we're talking about mice, we're talking about birds, like migratory birds, songbirds, that type of thing. When we're talking about up there near Lac La Biche, we're talking about moose. They love their moose.
I love moose, too. So I guess
there
I have something
go.
In common with ticks. Now, the first time I saw a tick was actually on an airplane in New Jersey coming back from vacation. This is about 12 years ago, and it was climbing up the seat in front of me, and I said to my seat partner, is that a tick? Because I'd never seen one before. And he immediately grabbed it off the seat and squished it into the carpet of the floor.
Yep.
And I said, I guess that was a tick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So these things can hitch a ride on planes or in vehicles, on your clothing. So
yeah, and the thing is that, you know, over the last 5 years, ticks have been found, if you want to call it that, in Fort McMurray. The thing is, though, is that those ticks were brought in. because someone or someone's dog in this case had traveled to an area where ticks are more common, and the tick just picked up and hitched a ride and ended up in Fort Mac, and next thing you know, the public health authority's like, that's a tick. And of course, Alberta is really good about notifying and giving the public, you know, an understanding as to where ticks happen to be, because this, you know, as much as we're having fun, it really isn't something to be joking about.
Right.
And thankfully, much like the response to another really nasty bug that we're all familiar with this year, Alberta has done a very good job of not only tracing the ticks themselves, but also, you know, the diseases that could come with them.
Okay, now we've mentioned Lyme disease. There's also Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever. Is that the name of it?
Yeah, there's Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, there's Powassan virus, there's Colorado Tick Fever. I mean, there's an absolute laundry list of different types of infections that you potentially could get from ticks. The question is whether or not the ticks that are they're sort of in your environment or in the environment that you're visiting, could they possibly have any of these particular ones? And again, that's why going to you know, the government of Alberta to actually find out where we have this risk is absolutely the best thing to do. All you have to do is put in, you know, ticks Alberta, boom, you're there. It's awesome.
Wow.
And that way it makes you, you know, it gives you that confidence to be able to take care of yourself and prevent those ticks from getting onto you when you do go into those areas. You know, we're so ingrained now with this idea that we have to stay away from wherever the infection happens to be. Well, when it comes to ticks, they're always going to be there, so we just have to prepare ourselves for when we go into that environment so that they don't necessarily cause us harm.
Okay, so that's it's the same with any other type of illness, we'll say. If you're going to sub-Sahara Africa, for example, there are certain shots you need, or if you're going to South America, there's certain medications you need to take to prevent or mitigate certain infections that you might pick up. So it's just, it's always be aware of what's out there. And not every tick is going to be carrying a disease.
Once again, that was Shauna McKinnon chatting with Jason Tetreault about ticks. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation around ticks and the risks to pets and humans here in Alberta.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. If you're just tuning into the show, we're hearing a conversation that Shauna McKinnon had with Jason Tetreault around ticks in Alberta.
Now, if it's on your clothing, you can pretty much just brush it off into a container. But what if it's actually burrowed into your skin?
So if it happens to be in your skin, what you're going to do is you're going to take tweezers and you're just going to lightly pull it out. You know, we don't want fire. We don't want hot stuff. We don't want you yanking and tugging, because if you leave any piece of the tick inside of you, then there's a good chance that that could lead to an infection. Maybe not necessarily one of the big ones like Lyme disease, but maybe just some of the more, you know, common ones like wound infections, that type
right.
of thing.
Right.
So you want to be very careful about that. And if you are unsure, again, there's so many places online where you can learn how to do this properly. And once you sort of figure it out, get it done a couple of times, you become very, very efficient at it.
An expert.
mm-hmm.
Not something I want to become an expert in. Okay, now we've talked about people. Let's talk about our pets, because it's quite frequently our pets who take these things home. They're close to the ground
yeah.
than we are, perhaps, and especially dogs and cats, rabbits even. I mean, they're running through the grass, they're rolling in it, and they're picking up these little things.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is that there are repellents that you can have for your pets. They're very different. When it comes to your pets, your best friend happens to be your veterinarian. And the majority of veterinarians that I know already are aware of ticks. They're aware of how they spread, the types of problems that they can share with your pet. So talk with them. They'll give you all the advice that you need to know in order to be able to prevent infection. And also, as it does seem to be the case that the majority of you know, ticks that people find are on pets as opposed to themselves, it'll give you an opportunity to understand how best to take care for your pet.
Okay, excellent. So some great advice there. As you mentioned, the Alberta website, so just Government of Alberta website, and you can look for ticks or Lyme disease or tick surveillance, stuff like that.
Tick surveillance and Alberta website, and, right. and you'll find all the information that you need.
Okay. A couple of final thoughts. We mentioned earlier, we don't really have too much to worry about here in Fort McMurray as far as ticks that cause Lyme disease, or it's mostly the stuff that we bring in from further south. As you mentioned, there's that tick line. Where is that tick line in Alberta?
So right now, based on what we're seeing in terms of the cases, or not the cases, so right now, based on what we've seen from the surveillance, it looks like the line might just be a little bit above Calgary. However, as I said, you know, we can see them in places like Lac-la-Biche. So while if you are coming down sort of south of Edmonton, then you probably want to be a bit more careful because Edmonton does fall into that region to some extent.
Okay.
It's just not as as defined as it is sort of south of there. But basically, anywhere in Alberta below Edmonton is probably somewhere where you should be thinking about it. And if you happen to be anywhere near a large body of water, like a lake or something along those lines, you should also be on the lookout.
Okay, so they like the humidity, and
yes.
they like the long, tall grasses, and
you got it.
They like a little. They don't like it too hot, but they don't like it, you know, freezing cold either.
Exactly.
Okay, so somewhere in between. Sounds kind of like me.
Well, I mean, when you think about it and you actually look at what ticks really like, yeah, it's probably no different than your average person who loves going outdoors and camping and stuff.
Right.
It has to be above 5 degrees Celsius because otherwise it's just a little bit too cold. But it definitely should not be above like 25 degrees Celsius. Otherwise, you know, you're basically just parading around in, you know, shorts or bathing suits.
Right. Well, and of course, it's a lot easier to see the ticks if that's what you're parading around in.
Exactly.
Jason, anything else you would like to add here?
I just want everyone to realize that we are dealing with something that has really taken over our news cycles. We're hearing about it all the time. It is something that we should be concerned about, but by the same respect, even though we have this virus circulating around, it doesn't mean that we don't have other problems.
Mm-hmm.
So just be aware that, you know, the more that you are, you know, the more that you know about what's going on with respect to ticks and the potential for disease transfer or just simply for you being bit, it's not a means to scare you. It's just a means to help you stay informed so that you can make the best decisions for yourself when you finally do get out. And thank goodness we're finally getting out.
You preach it. Preach it. That's I'm going to get some good outdoor activity in this week. And one final thought, Jason, you want to plug your books?
Yes, my books are The Germ Code, which is kind of like a dysfunctional relationship story between humans and, well, germs. Or as they like to call them in Scotland, the wee beasties. And the other one is called The Germ Files, which is really a how-to on how to learn how to love microbes and also to coexist with them when you can't love them. Because at the end of the day, they're everywhere. We are never going to get rid of them, so we might as well learn how to, you know, coexist with them.
And I will admit, I read both your books last year on my my vacation in Mexico, which was a blast. But I really enjoyed reading them, and they're both a good read. You know, whether or not you're into germs or not, they're a fascinating read about our relationship with these microbes. Thank you so much for being with me today. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Stay safe, but maybe not necessarily stay home. Woo!
Once again, that was Shauna McKinnon chatting with Jason Tetreault about ticks in Alberta. If you're looking for more information, make sure you head to the Mix News page. That's all the time we have for today here on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure you tune in to Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon. I'm Steph Seidel, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.